Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Hello and welcome to episode 121 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my friend, my co-patriot, my buddy, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. And hi, Adam.
Hey. Yeah. So yeah. It's kind of a bummer day.
Sad.
It is. We have some news, dear audience, dear listeners. We're calling the end of the show. This will be the last episode.
I'm so sorry.
Mostly, there was a discussion that I would just keep it going because you're bailing out on it.
I don't know what to say. I feel like I'm letting everybody down, but this is just the way it has to be. We're sorry. That's all we can say is...
Well, I mean, truth be told, I'm actually happy to see you go. No, I mean, as you know, I'm joking. I'm not happy to see you go. I'm bummed. I really enjoy doing the show.
I know. I'm going to miss you.
I
really am. I say that from the depths of my heart.
I mean, you've given away your other show. You're giving up this show. I don't know. I think it's honestly lame.
Well, I understand how you feel that way, and I get it.
So 121. We didn't even get to like 150. Not even like a solid number.
I tried my best, man. I let you down.
I really did. It's fine.
I mean, but you know, you weren't always there either.
Whoa.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Okay.
There were times.
This might be the funniest show ever. Best show we've ever done. The last one.
I mean, every now and then, you took my jokes. You know, sometimes
we shouldn't.
And
you shouldn't share them on Google Docs.
it's not fair. It isn't right that it has to be this way, but it does. Mm-hmm. It's been a good run.
It was pretty good. I mean, I think the last telling point, truth be told, I mean, full disclosure, you going away to Ireland changed things for us. You know,
just no coming back from that.
It really wasn't. It's weird. I mean, a lot of people are asking, like, what's the why? What was happening? We don't want to talk about it right now. It was just, it was an awkward time for both of us.
Right. There's a lot of rumors going around, and we don't want to stir any of that. So yeah, everybody, just please, we want to just remember the good times.
Yeah.
Okay. And not worry about how this whole thing went up in flames and fell apart.
I mean, I'm an emotional man, child. <Yeah. laughs> I just didn't see this. I honestly didn't see this part of me right now coming and even recording this. I don't know.
Just let it out, man. Just let it out. This is hard. Not everybody has to go through what we're going through right now.
Okay, we need to get the show going, I guess. Okay. Just one last episode.
Okay. Well, in honor of this, I wrote a song.
And
I want to share it. This is a song for our listeners, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is for you, dear listener. And it's a message that's important right now.
All right.
Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around or desert you, I'm never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie or hurt you.
So, April Fools.
We got you.
Oh gosh. Whew, that was good.
Not bad.
I have a few tears.
The actor is coming out.
Whew, that was good.
Oh. You're so dramatic. Oh man, I was a little worried for you there for a moment.
I'm sorry. Okay, moving on. What's new in your world?
What's going on? I don't know. I've been playing more guitar these days.
Yeah, I could tell. You're rocking it.
What? Is that a joke?
I'm so happy now.
Jokes within jokes.
Rick rolled inside of Get Options. That's awesome.
Yeah, that happened. I've actually believe it or not, I've been practicing the guitar for the first time in many years.
Oh, cool.
I have.
Nice.
I've been a very, I don't know, I guess, reluctantly complacent guitar player for a long time.
See, I'm reluctantly, like I'm just reluctantly crouched at the starting line.
Yeah. Now is a perfect time to work on that.
Do you even get that reference?
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line.
Reluctantly crouched. No, it's a song. Really?
Is it?
Yeah.
What's? Well, I don't know. You can look it up. But I'll keep telling you that I haven't improved as a guitar player in a long time. But over the past few weeks, I've been trying to learn new scales and like going through like exercises to try and improve. And nice. It's been very fun and rewarding.
Cool. By the way, reluctantly crouch at the starting line. Engines pumping, thumping in time. The green lights flashing. The flag goes up. It's Cake.
Oh.
Going the distance.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I haven't heard that song in a really long time.
I love that line, that movie. I mean, that movie, that song, sorry. I used to run to it all the time. So, yeah. So, in answer, you know, in my defense, I don't know if it's defense, I have not been practicing my guitar. That was so given, graciously, birthday gifted to me. But Parker picked it up. I let him take it upstairs because he's been off school. So, yeah, he's practicing, which is awesome. I do have intention on doing that. Actually, I had intention just this morning to find a second guitar for the house. That way we could both be learning, you know.
Nice. Yeah. That'll be really, really fun and rewarding.
Yeah. So I have actually, I mean, it's ironically enough, I have busted out the harmonica quite a few times this last week during some Zoom calls because it makes people smile and laugh when they think that I can, then when they think I can play harmonica like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, that's all I really got. Sounded good though.
The harmonica is one of those great instruments, you know.
It is. It's so portable.
It is. It is like incredibly, but it's so much sound. And you know, you can do a couple of things like that, and it's designed so that there's a lot of sound coming from it. It makes it sound good.
Right.
It's not until like the third or fourth note the third or fourth blow that your secret comes out that you're not playing something.
Right. And then I would go like,
right, and then you're off.
Whoa!
So if you always keep your little riffs,
my riff,
just short to like just like three or four notes, then it's gonna sound good.
It's amazing.
And you'll trick a lot of people into thinking that you could just keep wailing, but you're choosing not to.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, cool. So practicing guitar. Anything else?
No. What is happening at the Silver Household?
Right. I just was going to mention, I'd share a notice that my grocery bill has gone up about 27.2%.
Approximately.
Yeah. I'm feeding five people now full time versus like three and a half people because Avalon's back. The boys are home all the time. Ellen's home lately all the time. So instead of just having the boys and myself and sometimes Ellen, it's all of us. And I had to go grocery shopping two to three days earlier than normal. Normally I would go, you know, Monday, Tuesday. I push it if I can, you know. So yeah, it's kind of unfortunate. So
those kids aren't like chipping in with their unemployment checks.
No, not so much. I mentioned that the whole stimulus thing coming, and Parker's all excited, like, oh, I get $500. I'm like, no. did you file taxes last year? No, but I had a job. Yeah, you're dependent. you're not in the squat, punk. So
that's cute.
Yeah, but another thing I was going to mention was I am actually looking at, and I'm going to more than likely do this, Flatiron School. Have you heard of that? .com?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to sign up for, there's like a free course. There's two, there's a couple. There's a Ruby, there's a JavaScript, and there's another one about just getting started with coding. As I've mentioned many times, I'm going to take that free bootcamp coding one. So I'm going to sign up for that.
Learning to code.
Yeah, I think that's where the future is. That and plastics.
Yeah.
So, cool.
All right. Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
Thanks.
This is the point at which we do talk about everything that's new.
So, in case you haven't noticed, we're all homebound, and WordCamps in physical capacity in person aren't happening. So I just want to share the fact that a lot of them are now going online. San Antonio is the first one that just went online this past weekend from when the show comes out. And coming up, I think it's in May, but Kent has already decided to go online. So
So
I think that's kind of cool, newsworthy item to share. So, you know, no travel required. You can watch the live streams from your comfort of your own home. And there are also hallway chats in like separate group settings, like in Zooms, where people are kind of getting together during talks. It's kind of funny. So it's kind of interesting. Yeah. So,
I like it.
I was actually just thinking just now, I thought I could do this for like Kent. I'll participate in Kent from the perspective of watching it, but maybe I'll stream it through OBS and have like a hallway chat for it. So we can actually, so a whole bunch of people can watch it together inside of my stream. Like we can have a comment thing kind of thing. And I'll stream it through Twitch, by the way. I'm looking at doing some stuff on Twitch because I'm crazy that way.
I don't even know what all these words are that you're saying.
That's totally fine. I'm not expecting it at all. So, so that's really, I mean, other than that, newsworthy wise, I mean, you know, we got a new version. By the time the show comes out, actually, a new version of WordPress Core will be out in theory.
Whoa.
Yeah. 5.4.
Yeah. It's still a thing. It's still going on.
It's still going forward. Nothing's changed there. People are still contributing to the project. So,
right. That's cool. That's cool. I'm really happy about that.
Me too. Yeah. Anything else in the news you want to share?
Well, I heard that WordCamp US is even committed to, like, they even said it is going to happen even if it has to go online.
One way or another. Yeah, I'm on that team this year again, and it is going to happen. You're right. We're planning for both contingencies, one, you know, in person, one online. So
pretty soon, I've got to make a decision about WordCamp Jackson, which has been scheduled for mid-September, I think. So I guess I gotta decide what we're gonna do about that, and I'm not sure whether it's too early or not.
We're in April for the show, May, June, July, August. It's close. Yeah. I think at the 4 month mark, you need to make a decision and plan accordingly.
Yeah. Yeah. I will. I'm going to talk with the rest of the team soon.
You have another month, but you have a month. You have April to just mull it over, and then by May, in my opinion, if you're asking me, that's when I would make the decision.
I think that's about right. Yeah, even just a few more weeks of just watching how things unfold, is going to be very telling.
Yeah,
I believe, but I don't know. Maybe that's not even enough. There's probably somebody listening who's like, "Ooh, I'm very uncomfortable with the way Kyle's handling this." That's fair, because I'm an idiot and I don't know anything about handling these situations. But who does? Honestly,
yeah,
we're figuring it out. This is unprecedented. That's a very commonly used word these days.
Totally right. I mean, I realize it's April 1st, and I just decided I have a new second quarter resolution. You know, we have New Year's resolutions. I'm going to put this in the news section. I have a new second quarter. And that is to really support your self-deprecating humor.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. It's about time that you came around and just like had my back.
Yeah. You know, I got your six, but not really. I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? You do suck. I'm doing an impersonation.
That's so good.
Yeah.
That's still so good. I love that. I'll go first. I'm wearing WordCamp San Diego 2016, which the logo, it was Make Waves, which was the slogan. I'm drinking coffee, of course, and I'm reading. I got this book in the mail. Somebody sent it to me, I think through a Facebook group I was in. Good to Great. I just got this. I've had it on my shelf for a while. I'm gonna start reading that this week. I'm actually about to give away or sell a handful of books. Happiness to Pursuit by Chris Gillibo. If anybody wants this book, by all means, let me know. I'll give it to you. I have some other books by Scott Stratton I'm giving up. So if people are looking for books, let me know. I'll mail them to you, or you can send me a coffee or something in exchange. So
nice. Yeah. 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 You will disinfect them and mail them.
Ooh, that's extra. Yeah. So what do you got?
Okay. I'm wearing a Sandhills Brewing t-shirt under a WordCamp Ann Arbor 2015 fleece.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got some socks provided to me by a company called Workfront. They met at a conference, and drinking some coffee and reading a book called The Wastelands by Stephen King.
Awesome.
That's right.
Nice. Yeah. I haven't read any of his stuff in a long time. Do you know why? Do you know, I used to love Stephen King. Like, I used to read all his books. Do you know why? Quick little diversion here, or digression. Why I read his books?
Because they're good books?
Okay,
I don't know.
Because I was deathly afraid of scary movies.
Oh.
And I figured I could close the book and put it away versus watch the movie. But then I realized sometimes the book, if it's well written, like his were, they get into your head. You know, there was what was the book? There was the story, The Stand. When I read The Stand, I remember that just like stuck with me for the longest time. Like I was in the shower once. I was in probably high school, maybe junior high school, and I was just like, all of a sudden, it just kind of hit me. Yeah, that I read it. That was pretty freaky.
Yeah,
yeah. But the first one I ever read was, I think it was Firestarter. Was the first one I ever read.
Yeah,
which I loved that book. Yeah, Cujo was good. Yeah, I used to read all those books.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like scary stuff.
I know.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the Dark Tower series, which is the one that I'm reading, is not so much. It still is very Stephen King-y, but it's more of like this kind of fantasy epic, kind of like a Western. It's weird. It's unlike anything I've ever read.
Yeah.
It has its intense moments, but it's not chilling and terrifying, which I would probably make me stop reading because I can't do it.
I know. I was going to tell you, he is a, I'm a fan of him and just on Twitter, just, I know you're not a hold on social, but he is a, he and I see the same situations in the political landscape. So I do like his take on things. That's all. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey Kyle, guess what time it is?
You know, I'm pretty sure it's time to back away, wash my hands, stop touching my face and check in on my elderly loved ones.
In what capacity? Like how? Zoom?
Yeah. Maybe I'll just call them. Maybe I'll text them.
It is that time. It's questions time. That's right. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time to give you some options. Are you ready? Kyle, are you ready? You got 4 seconds to decide. Be ready. I got you back. Ready. I got you back.
Do you? Do you really?
No, because you can go downtown and get someone else to cover your back. Okay.
You know, actually, my grandparents are starting to use FaceTime now for just, we have to call them on the phone.
Just go tell them to turn it on.
And say, get your iPad. I'm going to FaceTime you. but it's something.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. All right. Question one. This is sent in by Heather. She asks, how do I review new plugins and themes and determine if they are good, sustainable solutions?
Yeah.
I have some options.
Great. Thanks, Heather.
Yeah. I have some options there.
Okay. Okay. I bet you do.
I'll start with my, I have like three or four options, but option one, rock, paper, scissors with your significant other.
Okay. Just, what happens if you win?
You use it for life, no matter what.
And if you lose?
You move on to the next choice.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
That's.
And let me just add to my second, because my second option is actually connected to the first. Rock, paper, scissors with yourself.
And what happens if you win?
Do you ever really win when you're by yourself? Okay.
I'm confused.
I know. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you got? I have another option. We'll come back to that one after.
Well, it's the key word here is new.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
New.
Oh.
Questions. We're talking about new plugins and themes. So most of the time when we're evaluating plugins and themes, we're looking at like a lot of their historical track record.
Right. I hear you. I feel you.
Those factors, like what are their reviews and ratings and support history and the rate of iteration and all kinds of stuff. Well, the only way to find out is to find out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so by that, I mean, you need to conduct a thorough study on the plugins market.
Mm.
You need to do a SWOT analysis for each competitor, interview current users, assess demand by curating all the mentions of the plugins features and all social media activity for the past 7 years, and use that to construct a data model which can forecast future demand with some degree of certainty. Then you need to take it to the next level, build a competing plugin of your own, and accelerate its growth by raising investment capital, which you can funnel entirely into marketing. Then you need to stick to that plan for at least 5 years and gather as much data as you can about the plugin's performance and sustainability. But watching during normal circumstances is not enough. You also need to find out if it will the plugin and the business behind it will survive turmoil. So try simulating a midlife crisis by mismanaging your finances, accruing large amounts of debt, breaking up with your long-term romantic partner, moving to Tulsa, and taking up astronomy as a full-time hobby, and see if it survives. This will reveal the plugin's true sustainability.
So these are just some thoughts off the top of your head, really.
Yeah, it's just a rough idea. It's like, obviously, there's still some gaps to fill and some details to work out. But
yeah, and
I think that will answer the question concretely for you.
I think it does. You nailed my number three. My third option was don't waste your time. Just simply learn to write your own plugin.
Ooh, okay.
Just a short. Mine's a shorter version of yours.
Yeah.
But the other option I have, which might be more relevant for Heather's question, is, reviews. In reviewing things or getting, how do you find stuff? It's word of mouth. You kind of can look at, obviously, the stats, how many active installs, which is a better number than downloads. Talk to people who are, ask the questions in different groups that you're in on Slack or Facebook groups. Say, hey, I need a solution that does this. What do people recommend? As far as sustainable solutions, it's WordPress. It's the web. There is no such thing as sustainability, technically, if you think about it. There's always going to be change. There's always going to be, there's the not always. There is the strong inclination for acquisitions, mergers, and things to be deprecated. Code itself, right? I mean, the code itself gets deprecated. I love that word, by the way. I couldn't say it in the rap way back in the day. Now I say it every week. But, you have deprecated code, so things could happen. If the developer gets a jobby job and decides not to support it anymore or sells the plugin and that new company decides to just let it languish, you can't rely on that sustainability as a determining factor early on. I think you always have to just kind of unfortunately, be aware and cognizant of where your business is and what your clients are using. That sounded really good.
I feel discouraged though.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, why? I mean, but think about it. It's ever changing. I mean, here's the thing. I used to use a plugin for backing up my sites all the time. It's very popular.
Mm.
I still have it on a few sites, but it's not my primary go-to anymore because I had issues with it on a shared hosting situation, that kind of thing. I use a different solution now. Who we know? I use Blog Vault, right? Friends of the show. They were a sponsor of the past episodes. But if something changed, you have to go with that flow. You have to be like a river and go with the bends and curves of the WordPress ecosystem and your needs.
Right.
You really do.
Okay.
How do you review? You try things out. You have to just, it's always scary to try something brand new, but from time to time, Heather, you're going to have to try things out brand new and see if they work for you. Sustainability, separate little question there. I get it, and I'm going to go back to that again. I don't think there's anything sustainable. I think I see. Here's a better way for me to word it. What is your definition of sustainability? 6 months? 6 years? It just depends. Where do you want things to be? Plugins from, look at you guys. Look at Sandhills. We'll use Sandhills as a case study here. Was it Shirker Calendar? What's your calendar?
Sugar Calendar.
Sugar Calendar. For a while, wasn't that kind of just languishing a little bit?
It was a small product.
Pippin wrote.
The company was not investing in.
Right. But now it's back way better, right?
Yeah.
Recoded, new code base, new designs, everything. But the sustainability took a hit there for us. So if someone got it way back, they might have seen nothing change, nothing happening with it, and they would have left. Now they come back because it's better, bigger, better, stronger, faster, like the Bionic Man.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying about sustainability. You just never know. And there are things out of your control. Unless you write it yourself, like I kind of joked about before, unless you do your own code base, your own development, you can't control the sustainability of someone else's product.
Right.
Boom. Mic drop.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm so like energetic on this question, but look at that.
I tried to think a little bit about what factors there are in that you can trust, and like for anything that I thought of, I could think of exceptions to that rule. I had an inclination to say that, if it's made by a reputable company or a big company with the resources to support it, then, wait a minute.
Right.
Because I can think of a dozen plugins that big companies decided to to just let languish,
right,
or to sell or deprecate or just sunset or something. So then, you know, like, well, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I couldn't think of any factor that like always works.
There isn't one.
I'm trying to emphasize the new word here. So I think Heather, I'm going to just assume that Heather is kind of an experienced WordPress user, experienced enough to, you know, do a search, encounter a plugin that might solve her needs. And if it has a historical record, Heather maybe is familiar with some of the steps one goes through to establish whether or not this plugin could be trusted on their site. You know,
yeah. So,
like reading the reviews and seeing the releases and seeing the support responses and searching the web for, you know, any commentary on it and whatever else. Maybe even interacting with that plugin's support team to get questions answered.
See,
maybe Heather knows that.
Yeah, maybe. I think you went from the word new, meaning like a new plugin and a new theme, versus new to them, like that they need a new solution. That's how I read it. Not as a brand new piece, not as a you know, one active installation type of plugin.
Okay.
I read it as just as something new to them for a need that
they
may have.
Yeah, we did read the question differently. How interesting is that? Okay, so your answer applies in Heather's case, if she wrote this, meaning just a plugin that she hasn't encountered before.
Right.
Not necessarily that
new code
was just born.
Right.
And I answered the question, which I haven't really answered yet, but I interpreted the question as one that just appeared.
Poof. Right.
It was just born. This is version 1.0, and no one's using it yet. So it has no reviews. It has no users. Has no history. How can you tell whether it is worthy of your trust?
Right.
There are a couple of things that came to mind.
No, you're wrong already.
Oh. Shh. All right. Well, then we can move this thing along.
No. What comes to mind?
I'll just throw my answers in the trash.
Good. See? It's my
where
resolution.
Where they belong.
That's right. You suck. You suck, Maurer.
I know. I do. Okay, so does the author of this plugin have other plugins? That is a good start. This new thing that just came into being. Hopefully it's not the first thing that this person or company ever created. So if it's not, and they have made other things, you can look into the track record of those other things. And that's a good start. See if the plugin has a website. You can learn a little bit there. I like to look into the company or people behind it. Now, it always frustrates me. This is a pet peeve of mine when software companies do not have about pages. I hate it when plugin and theme companies don't have about pages. And you can't find anything about who is behind this. Is it some person, some company, some subsidiary, anything? And that is important to me. So if you can go to the website and you can find some about information for this company or person, that can help you learn about maybe their intentions, motivations, aspirations for the product. And I would keep in mind that a lot of times when something is launched, that is the moment where someone is the most invested. Like they're really excited and enthusiastic about the product right then at that time. And that's like the critical moment for a lot of software shippers, where they either make a splash and say, "Hooray, this is awesome. Like, this is going to be my future. I'm going to like double down on this product." Or it's crickets when they launch and they say, "Oh, maybe I was wrong. Maybe nobody wants this thing that I made. And maybe this is the last that I ever work on it." A lot hinges on how the launch goes, which, you know, would be fun to talk about on another day, because I have lots of opinions about launch practices, but as a potential user of the product, it's worth considering how important this time is. And I think if it is new, you can also actually help ensure its success to some degree by communicating with the author. There are many plugins which die a slow death because the author releases it and then nothing.
Right.
They hear nothing and have a hard time believing anyone wants this plugin after all. And there's always other things for them to work on. And if no one's contacting them to tell them, you know, what they want the product to do, even to complain about it, then how are they going to justify their time working on it? Some things to consider. But I'm sure there's lots more that one could look to as a signal. You could potentially maybe do some kind of a code review or hire someone to do a code review of the plugin. I think that is a good practice regardless of the newness of the plugin.
Right.
Not necessarily important initially or more important initially than at other times. There are lots of great plugins now that have embarrassing beginnings.
Right.
Tons of them.
Yeah.
So
I mean, Betterify is one of them.
I would consider that an exception because I thought it was exceptional on day one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It was practically perfect, and then it became even more perfect on the next release.
So it became better?
Yeah.
Wow.
Betterify was Betterified.
Right.
I think two times.
Wow.
It got even perfecter.
I think I'm gonna fork it and do one called Perfect, the Perfect plugin.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Perfectify maybe.
No, just the Perfect plugin.
Oh.
I like your take on it. I like your take on how you approached it and the way you read the question. That's what's awesome about our show. Why we're gonna do another 150,000 episodes.
Wow.
Yeah. By the way,
150,000. How old will I be? How old will you be?
Easy, cowboy. Okay. Question two. I think you did a good job. Yeah. You want to ask this one?
We've got a second question in the queue. Here it comes. What do non-WordPress people think you do when you tell them you work in WordPress? This question comes to us from Michelle Frechette.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Wait just a minute, Michelle. Are you saying there are non-WordPress people in the world?
Oh,
sorry. Awkward.
Must be a trick question.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some.
Wait. Let's read this a different way. What did Well, I don't think the number of people have a say in the world. I think right now. I'm kidding. It's like.
Oh man.
So you know, I'm gonna just tell a quick story. Literally, when I told one of my close friends, he was the best man at my wedding. He never listens to this podcast, so I'm gonna just call him out on this. When I told him I was going to my first WordCamp. Maybe my first or second conference I was going to ever. He says, and I quote, "You're going where? You're going to a camp for Microsoft Word?" And he wasn't joking.
Yeah. Cute.
Yeah. So that's one take on things is people have no idea. I mean, here's the thing. Matt said it at a State of the Word at one point. He said, more people will never go to a Word camp than will. In the world, obviously, just can't sustain
even
it.
In WordPress, right?
And I'm also a believer that there are way more people who use WordPress, businesses specifically, agencies who don't care quote about the quote community that we have that we built up our friend, you know, this kind of thing, because to them it's just a platform. They use it, they run their business, they move on, right? And actually, I have a good friend of mine who runs a WordPress specific business in a niche vertical market. Not big into the community thing. He doesn't go. It's not his thing. He just wants to run his business and, you know, put food on the table.
Totally.
So
one of those people too.
Right. But he is a developer. He uses it as the platform. Simple as that. Non WordPress people, like let's say my parents or people who just don't know, I just end up telling them that I do things with websites.
Yeah.
That I build a website. We use a certain platform called WordPress as the base, and I run a podcast about. They go, "What's your podcast about?" They're all excited. I'm like, "It's about WordPress." And they go, "Oh," so you know. Right. I go, "Matter of fact, I have two podcasts." Like, "What's the other one about?" I go, "WordPress." I go, "Oh," yeah. They say, "Oh,
it's very strange."
It is
very strange.
I am starting, you know, multiple more podcasts this year, but they're not about WordPress at all. Whoa! What did I just reveal?
Oh, cat's out of the bag.
Meow.
I can't wait. When's the release date?
End of April, baby.
End of April.
For one of them, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to probably tune in. Read this question. Yeah. Many people think that I work for WordPress.
Right. Oh, yeah. I get that, too. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that comes up a lot. I think it's hard for others to wrap their heads around the fact that I wear WordPress clothes.
Right.
I blog about WordPress, co-host a WordPress podcast, travel at my own expense to WordPress events, volunteer my time to organize WordPress events, even write songs about WordPress.
Same.
Yeah. I have no connection whatsoever to WordPress.
As a company.
It's strange
right.
to everyone else. They don't get it.
Have you ever gotten props? Have you ever contributed to the project and get props?
I've never gotten core props. Okay. I've gotten props on other teams.
Yeah. No, I mean, I remember one time I was wearing, I think, just the W shirt, you know, at one point, one of the shirts I have. And I was somewhere and they said, and they knew what it was. And they said, do you work for WordPress? And I took the moment and I started explaining. I'm like, well, nobody really works for WordPress because it's an open source project that's free and fun, you know, and everyone just volunteers their time. There's WordPress.com. As I go into it, explaining .com and .org, yeah, their eyes glazed over. I'm like, and I just said, no. I literally am like, no, I don't work for WordPress. I run a WordPress agency. You know, we build websites using WordPress. That's my answer now. And people say that.
Yeah. That's totally like the attitude that I've adopted. Like back, there was a time where I used to consider my elevator pitch of my services to be very important.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get it. Like people have to get it.
Oh, totally.
And it has to mean something.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That was important. Gone. Those days are gone.
Yeah.
Do not care about that anymore. Like in any part of my life.
I can tell you when people ask me a question, like when I was traveling, you know, flying to camps or conferences, whatever, and it depends on the person and what their take on. Did I want to talk to that person anymore? Was I tired? I would answer the question slightly differently. I would either say I run a small business. What kind of business? I go into it, whatever. That'd be one thing. Or I would say like I work for the government. And it just shuts them right up.
Oh, the government. I've heard of them.
Yeah. Or I say, I work for the State Department. That's usually, you know, it means that's code for, you know, one of the agencies of three letter agency.
Yeah. I think probably the most common answer, if you surveyed all the people that I know, probably people would say, I build websites. Mm-hmm. And which can be forgiven because I did that for years. It's been a few years since I built any website, but I did that for long enough that a lot of people in my life would probably say, I'm pretty sure he built websites. I bet that would be the most common answer.
Yeah.
I had a friend the other day. Well, I was on a Zoom call with a bunch of friends because we were doing like our regular like hangout with friends thing virtually instead of in person that we do. And somehow it came up. What does Kyle even do? And like nobody knows, even though these are close friends that I've always, you know, everybody else is like they're teachers, you know, or an engineer or something, but no one understands what I do, and I don't push it because it's not important. But one person was like, I think he teaches people how to use the internet. And somebody else had like a better guess who had listened a little bit more closely when I've described it. But
heck, I just finally got it. I've been doing this now for like 10 years and Ellen and my kids finally kind of get it.
It's hard. It's a little bit confusing.
Yeah, I mean, Ellen, when people would ask Ellen, like, hey, what's your partner do? What's your spouse do? You know, and Ellen would start, she's like, so I trained the whole family at one point. I'm like, your dad, your husband runs a boutique web agency. That was like just the single line. If people want to more information, they use WordPress to build, you know, websites. And he has a WordPress. You know, so they know more now. But I think at the end of the day, sometimes Ellen's still confused to some extent. Like, people pay me for this?
Right. Do they? Yeah.
Yeah. Most of the time.
I have one grandpa who would summarize it by saying, it's computers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I work with computers.
When I was doing more of the photography thing, I would just say, I push pixels.
Yeah. Right. And I say, that's good enough,
it's
grandpa.
It's good enough.
Even though, like, everybody works with computers, that's just what we all do. And another grandpa, I think he thinks that I do public speaking.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we don't talk about it. I'm past this point where I think it's really important that anybody understands.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. I think we answered that question for Michelle. Thanks for the question. By all means, send in more if you have them. You know how to reach us. We'll tell you that at the end of the show. And now it's time for the segment, which is...
It's time for the personal question.
Oh, yeah. It's the personal question time. My voice matches exactly right now. All right. I have one for you, Mr. Kyle Maurer. All right. I know you are a man of faith. It's impressive. I mean, you know, you're consistently, you know, you go to church. Not that you have to go to church to have faith, but anyway, you're a man of faith. With that, I have a question for you. Do you believe that we are the only other intelligent beings in the universe?
Oh, okay.
didn't see this one coming, did you?
I think it's fun. This is the kind of conversation that I would love to just like sit in my hot tub late at night, you know, and just like chat about for a long time.
I'll be right over. Well, after
you know,
we
it's
get
one of those
clearance.
Right. It's a fun topic and it fascinates me. And I would say that I don't have any. I don't know anything more than anybody else. Of course, I don't have any evidence that I believe is like concrete and like just pointing to that kind of proves it beyond a shadow of a doubt for me, prove something yes or no, like this was a hoax or that was real or something, like anything that anybody, any humans so far have suggested mm-hmm. as evidence that there's other intelligent life outside of our planet. I would think that the likelihood is high that there is other life out there. That seems to make sense to me.
Okay. So follow up real quick. So based on that statement, is that other life also under the purview of your same creator?
Yeah. This is a tricky and weird one to try and tackle, I think, with some who, you know, how to you put me in a position where answering it requires some tact. It's a bit delicate.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that there is actually necessarily a conflict between these kinds of theories and the teachings that and the writings that some of us believe in as the foundations of our faith. I don't think that they are strictly contradictory. I think there are ways to read texts, historical texts, perhaps a little bit too literally, which can cause some of us to believe that theories of this kind could be at odds with the foundations of our beliefs. Which I don't believe is the case. The foundation upon which our faith is established is written in language which I think should probably not be taken too literally. It is translations of translations of translations, for one. Written thousands of years ago and also for kind of a different audience at a different time for different purposes than the way we're looking at it now. And so it's the like ancient religious texts, I think, are very interesting and complicated to read. And I think it is possible to interpret them in such a way that still allows for anything to exist within all of creation, which is everything that exists in this reality that we're in. That's a very confusing answer.
No, it's okay.
I feel like I would need to sit down with this for a long time to write something a little more delicate and concrete. I don't want to be misinterpreted here. I haven't figured it out.
Yeah.
But I believe that all of those things are possible, like alien life and life on other planets and in other galaxies and complete universes like ours or more or less sophisticated than ours is perfectly possible and not at odds with anything in my faith.
Okay. Cool. Right on. You have one for me?
Yeah. Okay, so here's my question, Adam. Do you believe that there could be alien life?
That's it?
Do you believe that extraterrestrials could exist? And also, do you believe that they've ever visited this planet?
I'm going to go with yes to both.
Really?
Absolutely.
How strongly do you believe they have visited this planet?
The planet, 98.9% strongly they've been here.
Wow, you're that sure?
Yeah, the planet's old. We are not.
Do you believe that, the follow-up question, which is in the rules.
Yes.
But do you believe that they have, well, the planet is old. Yes.
So yeah. We know they were here before we got here, right?
Do you believe in the short, extremely short, relatively speaking, period of time that humans have existed on this planet? A very, very short span of time. Do you believe that extraterrestrial life has visited this planet?
So, talking to my buddy who thought I was going to a Microsoft Word or WordPerfect conference. No, he is an idiot and he's been abducted. No, I'm kidding.
kind of a Men in Black scenario.
Right. So... I think that if they are intelligent life forms, life beings of some sort, way more advanced, they would stay away because we are not that smart. You know, if they are the same. No, I mean, that's my jokey answer. I think I'm going to go with, yeah, I think there are some things that remain unexplained enough that leave that door open for it to be a UFO of some sort, or you know, some type of something has been here. Yes, while we've been here.
Yeah.
Are there cover-ups? Is it government stuff? Area 51? I don't know. Is there stuff that if it is covered up and you know hidden from the? Is it okay? Yeah. I mean, maybe we don't need to know. I mean, not everyone, because here, humankind, mankind, and womankind are very. What's the word? Fearful, and you know, I think our brain chemistry is set to be, you know, fight or flight. And if we are uncertain of something, we're afraid of something, you know, it could be a negative outcome, right? So, yeah. If all of a sudden, you know, I mean, I've always joked about this. My snarky ish answer about bigotry and racism and or anti conflicts with, you know, politics or faith. I always say what we need to do is we need to be invaded by a alien race, if you will, to come together as our own species to save us and to have a better understanding. You know, the whole independence thing concept.
Yeah, somehow give us perspective.
Of course, because yeah, I think that would change everything instantly, right? I would like to believe that there are. I mean, I believe that there are other sentient beings, intelligent life forms elsewhere, and that they have probably been here. And if they're smart, they'll stay away just because I think we are too unpredictable.
Yeah, well, we've got a lot of good stuff going for us.
We do.
You think they would come here and they would listen to our music and watch our reality TV shows and
become dumber for it.
Yeah.
So I'm on part two of that question, not the music. Yeah. The music's fine. Some of the music, maybe. Anyway, yeah, that's my answer, I think. So, yeah. Yeah. That's a good question. It's like, wow, where did you come up with that question, Kyle?
I know. It just came to me.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right. Well, on that note, let's go ahead and wrap this up. I'll take us out. Dear listener, thanks for listening. Be sure to email us any questions. Use the email address questions@getoptionspodcast.com. Use the SpeakPipe feature on the website. Again, we want your questions. We want to answer them. We want to be here for at least another 121 episodes. Happy April 1st to you. You can find us online, Twitter primarily, @get_options. Kyle's at Mr. Kyle Maurer. I am at Hey Adam Silver. We are on SoundCloud for the music. And say goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.